huge episode today.
Epic.
Massive.
Really,
massive.
Really.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Truly gargantuan.
And it took multiple sponsors to bring it home, so let's thank a couple of them now, starting with...
Amir Blumenfeld.
No.
I want to thank you.
No. An actual sponsor, not just the...
Like a sponsor?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it without you.
Appreciate it. And we can do it without Squarespace.
And you couldn't do it without me, is what I was
All right, focus.
Say. And together...
Squarespace.
Both of us needing each other need Squarespace.
Come, yes. What is Squarespace? Well, it allows you to build professional-looking websites without being smart. So,
wait a second. I'm dumb. Can I use Squarespace?
You can, you idiot.
That's
you can.
Great.
All you have to do is drag and drop. They have 24/7 support through live chat and email, located in NYC, Dublin, and Portland. It's a beautiful design. It's simple and easy, and plans start at $8 a month, and that includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year.
Pretty solid.
But all the good domain names are taken. Oh, that's where you're wrong. I did some quick searching, and I found a pretty good one. You ready for this one? This one's available as of right now. KoiOil.com. That's right. A six-letter domain.
Are you a 15-year-old Jew trying to start your own oil business?
Well, Koi
Try
Oil.
Koi Oil.
Yeah, it's like a guy stuttering while pronouncing coil. KoiOil.com. You know, I might change my mind and just buy it, because that's how good it is. So you can, yeah. Plans start at $8 a month. And if you use our coupon code, that's If I Were You, you can get it for even cheaper than that. So go to squarespace.com/If I Were You and check them out. You know, if you have to build a website, a portfolio, or even an online store.
That's true. That's
it's simple
correct.
And it's easy. You know what? Let's thank one more sponsor since we're here, just before we get started.
Just because why not?
Yeah, exactly. So thank you to Slugbooks, slugbooks.com. You see, the college bookstore is not a good deal. Textbooks are crazy expensive.
College bookstores rob us blind.
Yeah.
They rob us blind. They gouge us. No. College is actually a scam in general.
I think you're zooming out way too much.
I think it's a little bit of
I don't think it's a scam.
It's a little bit pricey to get educated in this country, and I think
sure.
That's a problem.
Okay, it is pricey.
I think it's a little bit of a problem.
Okay, I think you're being a problem right now. So what can you do if the textbooks are too expensive? Use slugbooks.com. It compares the prices of all the cheapest sites online so you can save the most money. All you do is what? What? Say it. You're obviously thinking something funny. I'd love to hear it.
I just keep on thinking about it. Me railing against college.
I hate college. Yeah. And I hate learning. Yeah.
I hate women.
Yeah. And no one likes me. So how does Slug Books work?
Well, they take your overly priced textbooks at your overly priced college that you shouldn't be going to because the world doesn't need Harvard or Yale.
You're off script.
It doesn't need it. Okay, but you have your books and they're expensive. And what's a cheaper alternative? Slugbooks.com.
Right, so you find the ISBN number of the books you need at your college
you
professor.
You don't need the books at the college.
Oh,
you don't need
Lord.
The college. But I guess since you're there, you might as well get the professor's book that he wrote himself and he's charging you $400. Yeah. That's normal.
So
That'll make you smart.
You put that number into Slug Books, and you'll be comparing the exact same book as one of the one your class requires across a ton of sites. And if you go to slugbooks.com/Jake or slugbooks.com/Amir, you can save money on textbook and see cool little cartoon logos of us
one
at the same time.
One thing you can't save money on is college.
Yeah.
It costs $40,000
no,
a year.
You can.
Your little daddy gets to pay for it, and then 4 years later, you're still in a cloud of bong smoke. You really are.
You're just describing your personal experience, and that's it.
Okay.
You're a little daddy. So textbooks can cost upwards of $300, and you can find them online for just $10. Don't be an idiot. Compare prices. Check out slugbooks.com. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Slugbooks. Thanks, Squarespace. Let's get started because this is a special Sarah Schneider episode.
We finally got her.
We landed her.
We got Schneider,
folks. We got Schneider.
Hook, line, and Schneider.
Let's get started. Enjoy.
Things
oh wait,
real. Jesus Christ.
That was really fucking close.
That was the realest it ever fucking got.
Things got real. Bye.
If I were you.
If I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
I don't know what,
I don't know
what I would do,
what I would do, if every you,
if every I were you,
if every I were you, show.com.
Mark and Ryan Lambert, brothers.
Siamese. Not twins, Siamese brothers.
Is that a thing you can
They're
be
from Siam. Is that a place you can be from? Like a Siamese cat.
I think Siam is Thailand.
Oh.
Let's never introduce Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
You just said that at the end after we have the entire show without you. Well, we finally got Sarah on the show and she didn't say a goddamn thing. We did talk about Siam for 41 minutes.
Worth it.
Sarah Schneider.
Hi.
I don't know what we're going to do now that you're on the show because half of all the emails we get are about having you on the show.
Oh gosh!
So now what? People? Well, what are people going to complain about? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
How would people know you from our videos? For one,
yeah.
College
from
humor.
A long time
for
ago.
For two,
yeah.
You write for SNL.
I do.
You're nominated for an Emmy.
I am. Oh my God, you should write my
but
bios.
But mostly people know you from our videos.
Yeah.
You were in a nutrition test.
Well, actually, the weird thing is most of our fans do know Sarah from our videos.
I guess that's true.
Yeah,
that's
they're
true,
not they're
been
not
around
diehard
for a long
Emmy
time.
Fans. If this episode comes out on Monday, August like 18th,
yeah,
well,
you'll
you have
know
already
I'm a
known
loser or a winner.
Oh, you're
yeah, because it's this Saturday.
So let's celebrate this moment of not knowing.
I know,
knowing,
this
filled
blind.
With hope.
Yeah.
What are you nominated for?
I'm nominated for Best Original Song.
Now, is it an honor just to be nominated?
Yeah,
of course. I mean, don't put words in my mouth, but yes.
Are you like basking in this moment now because it's like you haven't lost?
Yeah, I'm very excited and like the possibility is there. However, we are nominated up against a song that Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote.
Oh.
Which is like
wait, is he going to be at the Emmys too?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
he
it's
is?
Amazing.
Wait, which song did he write?
He wrote this opening song for the Tonys,
oh, yeah.
which
oh,
is
shit.
Like a amazing
with the Neil Patrick
rap
Harris one.
And, yeah.
Oh yeah, that one was really good.
That I like watched sadly with my mouth open post nomination, but it would be an honor even to be up against it.
Yeah, and you
it
are.
Be, it would
and
be I an am. Honor to win. It really would just
yeah.
be. It's
so
just
if anybody's listening, who's in charge of that?
What do you get for being nominated for an Emmy?
You get to go.
Oh, so you get an invitation to the Emmys?
Yeah, well, we get to go to the Creative Emmys. Because our category is presented at the Creative Emmys, which are a week before
the
real Emmys.
It seems like the Creative Emmys sound better because it's like creative. What's the Creative Emmys versus the real
Emmys?
The ones on TV.
But your song was on TV.
One award ceremony is televised.
Oh, but
and
why
one
isn't
is
yours?
Private.
Why isn't yours part of the one that's televised?
I think it's because there aren't usually like people you'd recognize nominated for these
but
awards.
It's not like best actor. It's not.
Yeah,
like,
it's not like best drama where
right.
you like
right.
see a billion people you want to see.
You see like the producers and the directors and the actors up on stage.
Right.
This is like frumpy little writers. Like Sarah's an exception, but
yeah, but everyone else
you.
Is pretty frump.
Everybody else is frumpy.
Yeah,
it's the frump Emmys.
Is Lin gonna go?
What?
Is Lin going to go?
I think so.
We should have him on the show.
We hope he wins.
What the fuck, man?
So have you heard this show before, Sarah?
I have.
So you know how it works, right?
Yes, I do. But can you tell me
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
You forgot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get email from people that need advice.
You get a singular email.
Yeah, we get one email a year.
From people.
From 8,000 people.
The world agrees on one question and they send it to you.
And I get it via fax on a ticker tape like an old-timey stock machine. And if it's
in
bad,
Morse.
We just don't record that year. And that email, if you have questions, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Sometimes we get questions. Sometimes we get theme songs submitted, like the one by Mark and Ryan at the top of our show.
Those are maybe my favorite part of the show. I guess no offense.
And I guess a lot of offense is taken. That song was also nominated for a Creative Emmy.
Wow.
Yeah, Mark and Ryan, you're up against them.
Yeah.
I can't.
You shouldn't.
I shan't.
What was I going to say? Right. And then some of our emails are just requests for guests.
Oh,
like
wow.
You.
Yeah. That's so nice of people.
Yeah.
I hope I don't disappoint, but
you
know, I probably
you
will.
You staved them off long enough.
There's even like posts on our subreddit page about having like petitions
there
to have
goes
you on
our
a
subreddit
show.
At DC.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh,
right?
I do. That's my default homepage.
Yeah. So you know that already.
So I know.
All right, cool.
Well, that's really nice.
I'm glad
thank
we
you
finally worked
me.
It out to have you on the show.
Me too.
After 95 episodes.
Right.
I was trying to hold out to 100 and I just couldn't make it.
We wore you down.
Yeah. So we're going to be reading these real emails from real people, giving them fake names to preserve their anonymity.
Cool.
Do you have a fake name to give this first female writeress?
Dorf Monroe.
Wait, Dorf what?
Monroe.
Very,
it's Marilyn's much less sexy sister.
Her Siamese
Dorf
sister.
Monroe.
I shall call you Dorf.
Better than Dorf.
I like that it's from a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys get so many guy questions.
It's true. We wanted to make it a little more female
in
friendly.
In my wheelhouse?
Since we have a female brain on the show.
Jake's.
Exactly.
Thank you.
That was me.
I'm Dorf Monroe.
Well, he's certainly got females on the brain.
Thank you.
That was me.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey.
What if I said no?
Then we would just stop. We would stop.
Just stop it?
Yeah.
Stop. Okay. Thank you for respecting my wishes.
We had Ben on the show or like a month or two ago, and he basically didn't let me read any questions.
Oh, nice.
So you could do that.
Okay. Well, he's already done it. So.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous because I think I have very strong opinions, but sometimes they don't like line up with each other.
That's perfect. That's
like,
exactly
depending
what we need.
On, okay, cool. Great.
I need strong
human,
opinions
that
don't
human.
Line up. Yeah.
Great.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey guys, so my boyfriend and I broke up because I moved out of state to take a new job. We parted on good terms as friends with the understanding that we probably couldn't make a long-distance relationship work. Before I left, he passively remarked that if I was in town again, I could use him as a booty call. I'm headed back for my grandpa's 90th birthday party in a few weeks, and I know I'll have a free night of no-strings-attached hookup sex. Here's where I need your advice. I'm currently self-conscious about my blowjobs, and I was wondering if it would be weird of me to ask him if I can practice on him and have him give me pointers. All in all, can I ask this guy to take me to Blowjob Academy? Thanks, Dorf Monroe.
That sounds like Dorf.
Miss Monroe, she's so insecure.
That's so many layers of a question, of like a tangled web.
Yeah.
Man.
She wove.
Do I start?
Yeah. What's your initial reaction?
Well, I want to know like how long they were dating and if there's like any emotion left.
That's a normal initial reaction. I always want to know more information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but
we don't
she didn't
have
give it to us.
Oh wait, right. Didn't she say they were together for 3 years?
Did she?
Did I just make that up?
Yes.
Yep. Made it up. Let's just say 3 years.
You know who this person is.
No, 3 years.
Her anonymity.
She was. She wants to know if she could ask her ex-boyfriend if she could practice blowjobs on him, or would that be weird? For me, I feel like this guy found a genie's lamp, and this was his wish for his
girlfriend
to just practice blowjobs. Wouldn't that be the greatest?
If I had any old flame come to me and be like, "Hey, I need you to teach me how to give blowjobs," I'd be like, "Well." So you can do them to who?
Oh, you would be jealous.
Yeah, of course. She's trying to get blowjob tips. She's going to give him a bad blowjob, get the pro tips, and then go off and give a whole bunch of strangers
that's
dope dome.
Dope dome.
Thank you.
That's your rap name.
If she's giving strangers
dope
dome.
My name's Dope Dome.
Dope Dome in the house.
Dope Dome.
That's it.
I came up with the name. Do I have to come up with the rap too?
Jesus, how is that fair?
It's not like Drake had to write any of his own raps after he came up with the best rap name of all time.
Drake.
You just put Drake on blast.
Holy shit.
I'm just saying he could rest on his laurels.
I mean, does this mean she was giving him bad blowjobs the entire time they were dating?
Maybe, or maybe she's just self-conscious about her non-bad blowjobs.
I think in general, when you're giving a guy a blowjob, it's only natural and sexy to ask for feedback. Like, I like the idea of being able to be like, do you like this?
Oh, right.
Are you into this?
Tips.
That feels like something you should be like learning with the guy that you're doing it with, and not like getting tips from an old boyfriend.
This is why we have guests. That's right, and I never would have thought of it.
Oh my god. Jake passed out and hit the floor. He was so impressed.
It's perfect.
That was Jake's brain.
It exploded like a bottle.
I don't know. I feel like it's not like backsliding, but a little bit like move on and build a new sexual relationship.
Everybody's dicks are different.
That's crazy. Also true. You're telling her not to give this seems like the ultimate win-win situation to me. It's such a no-brainer.
I feel like it could be a win-win.
Dome-brainer.
This dude is like, oh yeah, I'm so happy you're asking for my advice. I like it when you grip my dick really hard and go really fast and suck the top like this.
Okay. So that she'll do that to him.
Right. And maybe that's the way he likes it. But then maybe she's going to be with somebody else who likes nice and slow.
Also,
not
what if
so
he...
firm. Maybe somebody else is going to want her to double
grip. It doesn't matter. We're not worried about these mystical people down the line that might not get the best blowjobs. She's just wondering if she could ask him for blowjob lessons.
But he shouldn't give her lessons because she might apply the lessons to another guy who doesn't like the lesson.
He could sabotage her.
He's not going to sabotage her.
I mean, you got to think about it.
But I think everybody is different. She should just she should do what Sarah's saying.
Which is what?
Grow with a new person. Ask that person how they like their blowjobs.
Because I'm sure if she's dated anyone, she has a baseline for how a blowjob works.
Right.
I agree.
I guess.
They have been dating for what? You know her. You know her 3 years, right?
How long was Dorf with her boyfriend
How long was Dorf with this dork?
And the boyfriend's name was?
Steven Dorf.
Oh, I tried to catch you. Almost got you.
Dorf and Dorf.
Dorf and Dorf.
Can you imagine if she married Steven Dorf, her name would be Dorf Dorf?
Yeah.
Her
love favorite
it.
Movie is
That's
Crip
my
and
rap
Dorf.
Name.
Dorf Dorf. Dorf Dorf and Dorf Dome.
Coming at you.
Don't you feel like you don't need to come up with any song ever?
Yeah, that was it.
That was it. Swan Song was our name.
We only intro.
Well, you are an Emmy-nominated songwriter, so would know.
Thank you so much.
That's cool.
So I'm saying definitely do it, and you guys are saying no?
I guess I worry a little bit that it's like a loaded... you want it to be a carefree, fun friend that you would just ask how to give a blowjob.
Yeah.
Which... could be fun, but it seems loaded to have a previous relationship attached to it.
It'll be loaded.
Thank you.
How dare you both. Quit it.
Are you trying to implicate me?
Well,
How dare you, Sarah?
I'm not saying anything.
Anybody who's not Jake is the same person to Jake.
Well, you were making it sound like... So, that could be anybody, you know?
What if this is a friend, not an ex-girlfriend? If a girl's like, I want to practice blowjobs on a guy, would you also say that's not a good idea?
No, I'd say that's dope.
That sounds more fun.
What's the difference between the ex-boyfriend?
Because they used to be together. They used to love each other. They used to be
exclusive.
That's
a totally different reason.
And now
you guys
teach her how to blow another guy.
Giving too many reasons. You're not being consistent into why you don't like it.
What do you mean I'm not being...
You're saying, first, you feel bad for the other guys. Secondly, you feel bad that they have an emotional
attachment.
Sorry
if I'm poking holes in the argument across the board. I'm allowed to have multiple opinions on why it's not a good idea.
No, sir. I'm glad you got to see this.
Do I have to dumb everything down to one reason
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, boil it
one
down.
One reason for you?
Yeah, here's one reason.
All
Let's
right.
hear it.
One reason
so
just
I can
for
debunk
you.
It.
You can go fuck yourself, dude. Host the podcast alone.
Sarah, I'd like you to stay forever.
Yes.
Shit, wait.
Come back.
Also, everyone should know that every time Jake gets heated like this, he is slowly undressing. You guys can't see it, but
I'm hot.
He gets
I already
hot.
Like I'm wearing a big shirt.
He's barely wearing a shirt.
He's getting physically and emotionally heated. So final answer,
do it or not. I think no.
Jake?
I say hook up with him, but don't be like,
don't ask
give me blowjob lessons. Just have fun and hook up with him. You don't...
Don't make it so formal.
I don't think it needs to be a blowjob lesson. I don't think it needs to be that kind of thing.
I guess she's thinking that as an option because she is more comfortable with him than just like a right. brand new person.
That's fair.
So I get that.
In a way, I'd like to infer just a little bit from this question. I noticed that she says, I'm insecure about my blowjobs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk to her about that. I don't think she needs to go to a dude and get his validation and be like, oh, you suck a dick like this and now you're good at blowjobs. That's not the way it works.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you guys tell me wrong, but like mouth on penis to start is yeah. great.
You know what?
And then
really, like,
you
if,
can...
If it's warm and wet, it feels
yeah,
really good
Yeah, that's
on
what
it.
I'm saying. Don't use teeth. We can teach you. Don't use teeth.
Oh,
Sarah,
we're yeah. blowing this guy's blowjob no. academy.
I'm Girl, sorry.
You feel so bad for this dude.
This guy,
I know, we're blowing up his spot in a big
this
way.
This guy had one student at his blowjob academy. And
she's
we're,
about to drop out.
We're giving her a freaking diploma
she's
before she
drop
enrolls?
Out instead of drop dome. I think, at least from what I've heard, like girls give each other blowjob tips.
Mm-hmm.
Is that? Do you guys trade
secrets?
Knowledge
for
like
sure
that.
100%
so yeah maybe learn from those maybe learn from
and
your
like
peers.
Watch a porn that's an extreme but like watch a porn
but is I a porn blowjob a good blowjob
and yeah I'm sure there's like lessons online
oh blowjob lessons as a porn subsection
yeah
Jake you confirm or deny
well I just know that with all the GFE POV porn that I watch that
DVDs
you can, GFE POV DVDs that I downloaded. You can. I'm not sure they're like blowjob lessons, but you essentially, yeah, you get there.
Although it's
sure.
dangerous. That's a whole different dangerous thing is getting sex advice from porn.
Yeah, that's,
so that's
true.
Why I'm saying GFE.
What's GFE?
Girlfriend experience.
What's that?
It's the sex is a lot sweeter. It's not like disgusting and rough.
Oh,
it's like
romantic.
Yeah, it's like girls saying, "Oh, I love you, baby," and you know, it's nice.
But they're still actors.
Well, yeah,
sometimes
of course.
You just want that. I don't know.
Call me old fashioned, but I like better. Girlfriend experience porn. I just like it when a boyfriend has sex with a girlfriend on porn.
There's like girlfriend experience porn where they like try anal sex and like the role play is that they're trying it for the first time, but you can see these porn stars' assholes are so
gaping
stretched
assholes.
Out and gross. They're like, I don't think this anal sex is that exciting for you. I think this is old hat, actually.
In that I can fit an old hat in your gaping sausage
old hat in your old
porn.
Ass.
All right. We've given our thoughts about this
I hope
this
that
lady.
Was helpful. Don't want to blow it for that dude, but...
I would love to
you did.
Follow
you blew it for that dude.
Yeah, maybe.
Whatever.
All right, next question.
You're still going to have sex. You're just not going to go to blowjob academy. And we don't even know if you wanted to do that.
True. I wonder if she's like 15 years old.
You can't ask that question legally. Okay, we need a guy's name.
For me again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Trent Brent.
Ooh, you're good.
Trent Brent.
Yeah.
Okay. Trent Brent writes, Hey guys, soon after we got married, my wife stopped wearing underwear. No bra, no panties. At first I was okay with it, but now I'm worried her boobs will get saggy, and panties are sexy. I tried talking to her about it, but she claimed that bras hurt her back. She's 23 and her boobs are almost touching her belly button. What can I do? Cheers, Trent Brent.
Jesus.
Wait, she's only 23 and she married him?
Yeah.
That's what this sticks out.
That's early, man.
That is early.
Not where Trent Brent is from.
1950.
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, that was funny.
I just want to take a second.
Yeah.
Like, we don't pause
saying,
enough to be like, that was
a place.
Smart.
Thank you, guys.
That caught me off guard.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
It was like, you know how when you're
I
expecting
really
like a place
that.
And you hear a time, it's funny.
Yes.
Any insight
well,
on bras and panties?
I'm 99% sure that bras don't make your tits less or more saggy.
Right. Or is it keeping them up?
It keeps,
it's less gravity.
It keeps them up. I mean, if they're touching her belly button, which seems like a
that's
men's exaggeration.
That's hyperbole, for sure.
Yeah. But she must have very large breasts then.
Yeah, that's kind of like you would think that she would want the support of a bra if
yes.
her breasts were that large.
Yeah, it's weird that say bras hurt your back. Isn't it the opposite? Is it not wearing bras?
Large, yeah, large boobs hurt your back. But bras, unless it was like the clasp was like digging into her or something. Right. in which case, just buy a new bra.
Get a front clasp.
Yeah.
A front clasp bra.
Case closed.
That is a thing. Yeah. I want everyone to know that Jake is right.
But if
you should go underwear shopping with her.
But is it his place to say?
To wear a bra?
Yeah.
Well.
Your boy tell you what underwear to wear?
I guess if like my boy bought me like sexy underwear, I'd wear it.
Oh.
Like it's a nice gesture.
Maybe that's what he could do. He can buy the underwear.
As a gift.
Yeah, that way she feels more inclined to wear it.
Right. And if it's like kind of sexy. And if he gets something that's supposed to be extremely comfortable or supportive or et cetera, et cetera.
Which is what he should be. He should be comfortable. He should be supportive.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I think he could say something using the pure heart rule.
Yeah.
And just say,
What's the pure heart rule?
That you can like... that.
You, is this a rule from you guys?
Yeah.
From Jake.
I like the pure
from
heart
Friday
rule.
From Friday Night Lights?
pure hearts can't rule.
So like your man couldn't necessarily be like, you have to start wearing bras, of course.
Yeah.
But you could, with a pure heart, knowing that you love her deeply no matter what, just say, hey, I want you to know that I find bras and panties sexy, and I'd be really happy if you wore them. I respect whatever you're going to do no matter what.
So just soften your intentions.
Yeah, just to like let them know that it's not black or white, but you have an opinion, and hey, I'd appreciate it if you considered it. If not... okay.
I'd like to divorce you. I have a lawyer who will bring the case to a court. Irreconcilable differences, I'm thinking. I want you to wear a bra. You clearly do not.
I mean, not wearing underwear is a little unhygienic.
It's really funny because that yeah, yes.
Thank you.
It feels like a guy's dream that's like, yeah, my girl never wears underwear. We could get it on anywhere.
Yeah, I would also be 100% fine with a girlfriend never wearing.
I would think it would
underwear.
Be more like, it's weird like to be out and about if your girlfriend has big boobs and she's not wearing a bra. It's noticeable.
That's true.
Yeah.
You could also gift her with clothing that has support built in. Keep an eye out for that kind of thing.
So there's shirts with bras in them.
Yeah,
you got to start shopping for your girl.
I know. There must be a better way to communicate this, though, instead of like covertly filling her wardrobe with supported items.
He's brainwashing her.
Have you thought of the pure heart rule?
I just learned it 1 second ago, so let me think on that a little more.
Do you like the pure heart rule?
I think it's okay, but it kind of just...
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Sarah
endorsed.
Sarah Schneider says the pure heart rule is A-okay. Is it okay if I add an A in front of the okay? It makes it sound a little more endorsed.
Endorfed.
Endorsed with an A. Endorsed.
Did you hear me say endorfed?
Endorfed. I did hear it.
And?
We want to pause and recognize it as a good joke?
Because you gave one to Jake, but meanwhile I'm saying endorf.
I'll
said Krippendorf's Tribe. You nothing.
You said Krippendorf's Tribe?
Yeah.
I'm really
I said
sorry.
That was her favorite movie.
That might
have you guys
made
seen
it.
This fly that's attacking me?
Well, you've been nonstop swatting at nothing for
this
like
fly is
20
insane.
Minutes.
You look like you're fanning yourself like an old gay southern gentleman.
Theodore Leslie himself?
Yeah.
Why? This fly, I've never
it
met such a brazen
you.
Fly.
Well, I never.
Yeah, sure. The heat
never
is
met
oppressive.
A brazen fly like this.
The fly's also wearing a top hat, like from the karaoke pre-rolls.
And a much tinier fly is bothering him.
All right, let's recognize that as a good joke.
Thank you. That's one
fuck,
for each of
dude.
Us.
You got one for Krippendorf's or something.
What about this? It's a Far Side cartoon. It's a giant fly. He's a hobo. He's taking his pockets inside out, and a little human comes buzzing out.
Oh.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad, he said. What
so
more
three.
Do you want?
I feel like you can't think of a Far Side that doesn't exist. It's such like an... It's such a well-drawn world.
Oh, there we go.
That answers the question, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I
would say...
I mean, always the answer is, like, communicate with your wife. But, like, don't be rude. I guess that's the pure
heart rule.
That's pure heart rule.
Thank you. I think just be more communicative. Be open.
I think he has to come up with a better excuse than I'm worried her boobs will get saggy when he tells her.
Right, because that's shallow.
Right.
Right.
So what you should come up with a medical reason. Oh, your back will hurt more if you don't have underwear. That way, it's not a pure heart rule. It's sort of
a
half-hearted rule. And the fly's back. The fly is back. I mean, guys, this is not okay.
There's a nest in your ear, dude. laid eggs under your skin.
You showered with honey. You gotta stop.
Showered with honey. I'm a dumb bear. All right, I say tell her, but make up a rule that's less bad than her boobs will get saggy.
Which is also the right. It's the same thing as the pure heart rule.
No, like, pure heart rule is telling her 100%, you're pure of heart, totally honest, say you're afraid that her boobs will get saggy.
I don't think it's necessarily boob saggy. I think he's saying he thinks underwear is sexy, and that's the problem to me.
That is what you tell her.
Right.
She nothing wants to, else every,
you want to be sexy for the person you love. That's what you'll want.
Not once you're married. You don't give a shit about looking sexy.
She's still 23.
Sexy is how you
care about looking sexy. She's 23.
You're sexy at first. That's how you hook. That's the hook. But once you reel the person in, you don't have to be sexy anymore.
You should have never put a ring on it, boss.
Yeah.
I mean, if they got married...
You could have been calling the shots for years.
If they got married at 23, there's a chance they didn't have sex until they got married.
Oh.
So maybe it's a new thing.
You're extrapolating.
Get it.
Oh, my God. I want to kill this fly.
Kill
the fly. He's so courageous, this fly. This fly is fly.
This is about to turn into like an old like superhero radio show. The courageous fly. He flies.
Oh, he bit me.
I'm turning into a creature.
Oh, wait, never mind. I just have to take a shit. All right.
Okay.
Third question.
Cool, great.
Moving right along. How do you like this so far?
This is fun. Yeah. I think I'm like eating this microphone though. I was like had it pressed full in my mouth, and I looked over at Jake, and he has it like 3 inches away from his mouth.
I probably don't hold it as close as I should.
No, I hope it sounds like I'm screaming and you guys are whispering.
That's the beauty of these new microphones. You can be a little liberal with how you hold them, but you do want to keep them 3 inches or less away from your mouth.
Is this gonna will this
pointed?
Be like a Doppler if it's like
No, it won't.
It's just 10 seconds of me screaming at the same volume. I wanted an Ace Ventura moment.
Oh yeah, with the sliding door.
Yeah,
the sliding dwarf.
Yes.
Wow, nice.
Oh, I thought I was going to say no. That was a good joke.
Let's pause. Let's reflect
for 10-second joke identification. How about somebody else reads this? That'll be fun. It's a cat. Sarah, you want to
read
this?
It's a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What's his name?
Why don't you like reading the questions? I noticed that.
I get stumbly.
He can't read. Oh, my God.
I thought I told you. All right. This is a guy. You want to give him a name and then read his email?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Algebra McDaniel.
Ooh. Wow. That's a cool name.
It's a fancy
name. It's Al for short.
Algebra McDaniel.
I saw that fly just fly right into your glasses.
Yeah,
it is brazen indeed.
I think I'm just gonna have to try to
crack
kill it.
In your glasses.
This fly's got a death wish.
You guys talk. I'm gonna try to kill this fly. Don't read the email yet.
Really?
Yeah. You can sort of narrate what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, this is all right. So first, right off the bat, Amir has lost the fly. We don't see. Oh, and there it goes right out the window. No.
I jump out the window.
You really lost it.
I see it.
I have to sit back here, maybe.
You're the bait. You have to be bait for your own trap.
I'm going to pantomime talking so that he thinks I've lowered my defenses.
He's a tiny robot sent from a rival podcast to ruin.
He's here, and he's going into my ear right now. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
So, oh, yeah.
Should I smash him into my face?
He's on the top of your head right now.
This fly is hijacking our lives. Oh, Jake's
going
to help me.
Jake's going...
Okay, this is good.
I think it senses danger.
Oh, it's right next to the microphone.
Ooh, it's
on
my
ear. God, it's going to happen.
It's on my fucking ear, dude.
It's at the top of his head. Oh, no, you didn't get it.
No.
I hope we spent 20 minutes like this. Oh, wait, it's on top of his head again.
Is it?
Oh, wait.
Is it okay
if I hit you?
Wait.
What's that?
Ow.
Jake just slapped him.
That was a practice swing.
If from now on, do I have permission to hit you?
Sure.
All right.
Hit to kill the fly, though. Don't just hit me. I don't know.
Hit to kill.
I might have killed it.
Really? In my hair?
Wait, what's this one? Oh, that's another one.
Oh, God, that's his mommy.
You back for revenge.
All right, now you can read this question.
All right.
Algebra McDaniels writes.
Algebra McDaniels. Hey, guys. So I'm working in a candy shop. Sometimes when I read things, my voice goes up one full octave.
Yeah.
I just felt it. Okay. Hey, guys. So I'm working in a candy shop this summer. The job is fun. The pay is all right. But here's the real winner. I get plenty of beautiful girls my age who come in every day. I've struck up conversations with quite a few, and let me tell you, things went swimmingly. Here's the issue. The fly has attacked Jake. It saw you were after it. Okay.
Here's the issue.
Things go swimmingly, but here's the issue. I never have the balls to ask them for their number or anything of that sort so I can see them again. I always convince myself that we'll somehow cross paths again, even though it never happens. How do I initiate this info exchange of sorts without sounding like a weird bitch? Should I lay off and wait for a more casual encounter? So many beautiful women gone to waste. Please help. Toda. Algebra McDaniels.
Nice.
Cool.
So have you ever been in a place where, as a female, have you ever gone into a place where a guy asked for your number?
Like a retail situation? Yeah. No.
Or like flirted with you?
I don't think a guy's ever asked for my number.
Is that true?
True dat.
How? Why? What?
I don't know.
Are women against guys asking for their numbers?
No, but it should come out of like vibing.
Right.
Like, but it should never come out of just like blind.
He's saying they're flirting though. They're flirting back with him.
I read it, but I didn't actually like hear it.
Oh.
I have this problem where I like.
You were saying the word, oh my God, the flies. Oh my God.
Did you get it?
I wish.
The fly was on her forehead, and she slapped it into her forehead. Oh, no, it's still up. Look towards your hands.
It's on me. You can hit. It's behind you.
There's another one behind you. There's two.
Start closing these windows.
You have to clap above, because they fly up once they see your hands.
Why don't you fucking
kill it, dude? You know all the tricks of the trade?
Kind heart rule or whatever.
If pure heart rule.
And not whatever. Don't.
And I said that with a pure heart.
So the Cliff Notes version of this is a guy works in a candy store. Right. Girls come in all the time. He's friendly, flirtatious, but he's never had the balls to ask for their number.
Got it.
Right. Should he just do it or should he just wait?
Right.
And how does one ask for a number?
Right.
If a guy asked for your number, if you went to a candy store
and you were flirting...
Would you say yes, depending on what he looked like, or depending on how the vibing was?
Well, it seems like a very short span to vibe with someone, so it'd probably be pretty look-based, unfortunately.
So, like, if a handsome guy, if you went into Starbucks and you were single, and then you took a guy's order, and he was, like, dreamy.
He's
like, can I have your number? I'd like to take you out sometime.
I'd probably say yes.
Yeah, it's
a cute way to... That's so superficial.
It's a cute way to meet somebody.
But if he was... medium attractive, mm-hmm. would you say yes?
I mean, if he'd been like funny, if he had like engaged me, it's such a short time, but if he had engaged me at all, I'd probably say yes. What's the protocol? You ask for a number or you give a number?
I think you do. I also never do this. It's really hard.
So what do you do? How do you meet
people?
I don't, it's here's my theory, because I thought about this question a little bit.
Read these beforehand?
Amir reads them, and sometimes I read them, too.
Yeah, I mean, we have to approve.
So I'm the only one coming in blind on this.
That's right.
This is a sham.
This whole show.
This is a trap.
You're reading a
you
script.
You guys already have answers. Those are those papers in front of you.
It's a fake fly.
It's a remote control fly. Why fly? Why fly?
Here's my theory.
What's the Wi-Fi?
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Two jokes.
All right, so... I think it's always uncomfortable when you ask someone for their number, even if they want to give it to you. Because, like, you have to do that whole thing of, like, pulling up your contact and having it blank, and she's, like, whispering and you're writing it down, or, like, you hand them your phone.
Right.
It's just, like, it's always a little uncomfortable. But then you never, ever think about it once ever again after that.
Yeah.
So you might as well, since I'm not this guy, I would be too much of a pussy to do this. But I think he should just say, can I have your number? If somebody says no... then that pain will be over in a second and they'll leave and you could try it on somebody else. And if they say yes, then it'll be like a little weird when you're getting their number, but then you'll have the number and you'll text and you'll meet up and maybe you'll fuck and it'll be great and it will be worth it. And you won't
get married and have kids.
Yeah. And that kid grows up to be the goddamn president of the United States of America.
You don't think.
Barack Hussein Obama.
I swear. That's
ladies and gentlemen, he works at an ice cream store.
That's like the whole, there's such a fear of talking to new girls, but there shouldn't be.
Well, also the thing, yes.
What's the fear?
I mean, the fear is rejection, of course.
But why is that so scary? It's so quick and it's painless.
Well, when you're younger, it's everything.
No, it's now it's everything. No,
it's like getting stung by a bee.
Well, then why are you asking?
I don't know.
We went to a bar last night and Amir wouldn't talk to a single person.
For this guy, kid especially.
I swear he did it.
You're a pussy.
Not even
dude.
You.
Yes, if you were talking to everyone, I'm just in the corner by myself.
Dude, I'm a social animal, man. Yeah. Last night I wasn't really on, but.
I've seen Amir pick up girls in bars, so let's be real.
Oh,
let's
thanks,
be real
Sarah.
With our crowd. You know,
hey. I'm not saying you don't pick up girls at a bar. I'm just saying last night you didn't talk to anybody.
But it's true. It's scary to approach.
Yeah, that's
people,
what we're saying.
Strangers.
But he's saying also saying he never sees. He's always like, there'll be a better encounter, but he never sees them.
Right. Exactly.
So
right.
That's number one. You're not going to see these girls again unless you do this. So right. There's like no risk of later embarrassment.
Exactly.
And I wonder if there's a world where you just have like. A card or something ready to give to them where it's like easier.
That's true. If you're in an ice cream store, I used to work in an ice cream store. So did I.
So
this is something you could do if they're cute. We had little coupons for one free ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh,
you hand
this is
that
good
out
so far.
Tell them to come back, get the free ice cream cone. And then you like have a little relationship. If they come in a couple times, then it's going to be easier to ask for the number.
There's a candy
or
store,
you write
but yeah.
Your number on the ice cream cone thing.
It's a candy store, sorry.
Okay, fine. Free bag of gummy bears. Free coupon.
But that's the
a
most I can
punch.
Do. I
ten
swear,
punch.
You're twisting
it
my arm.
It doesn't matter. There's a discount. There's a promo. There's a card. There's yeah. Something you can slip to them. That's what I'm saying.
Algebra,
that's
you've been
good.
Giving all our gummy bears to two pretty
so,
girls.
That's
so,
sexual harassment,
we can't
I think.
Afford that.
That's a lawsuit. We're giving special discounts to attractive women.
Just to
women.
The pretties.
That's a good thing. Have a card with a special promo. You give them to attractive. Or, you know what you do? You give them to some attractive females and then also some less attractive people. That way it's like, no, I also gave it to that dude and that girl, just
right.
Someone
well,
you
give them away
be.
For everybody. It's a promo card. That's good for the business. But then maybe
but
you write
only
your
some of them have
on,
the number.
Yeah.
So you put the number down on the ones that
you write your number on it. That's
and then
it.
You say what? Here's a discount code. Also, here's my phone number if you ever want
to
hang out.
No, you like do a little wink.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be so explicit. There's something flirty and like sexy about it yeah. Being a little
hidden. This guy sounds like he's flirting
hidden.
With these girls already.
Yeah.
He said he's having some flirtatious interactions.
Yeah.
But also, I want to go back to just like talking to people in general and rejection in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's true. You like you work yourself up in your head so much. And then when you just go up to somebody, you... Everybody's warm. Nobody.
Well, there are some mean people.
There are some mean people, but
yeah, but like as mean as they are, even it's not as bad as like you've never been like laughed at for like, hey, how's
right.
It going?
Yeah,
like, ha ha. Yeah, right. You're ugly.
The fear at which we don't talk to people is like as if when I approach a girl, the entire bar will the lights will turn on and everyone will laugh as I leave.
Right. And like that's my
like that scene in
the thing you're
wait?
The most embarrassed of. Yeah, you might be hot if you didn't have like a gut and your shoes are really dirty. I don't know. I'm embarrassed of my shoes being dirty.
It truly is like the worst that will happen if a girl's not interested in you is she'll just make an excuse to exit and
yeah.
Like that's fine
because right, nobody wants to be uncomfortable like it's a lot to be rude to somebody
yeah.
I think if most of the time rejection is very passive and they're like oh cool yeah nice to talk to you I'm gonna go to the bathroom I'm gonna go get another drink and then you'll never talk to that person again
and that's I will rejection. Say in terms of like getting a number versus giving a number it's scary for girls to give numbers to people like
yeah because guys are sketchy and
because guys can be sketchy but if you give the power to the girl I think that's like ballsy and it's much more likely that it'll turn into something I think
and it's I feel like I'm less scared of that because it's like oh I just gave away a bunch of numbers and then if I'll forget about it and then I don't have to think about what to text or right. When to text
yeah
it's like
it's
hopefully
up to them.
One day I'll but get a text message from a phone where the name is not even in it just the digits
might a girl say oh that was a little passive I don't know if he's really interested in me if he was interested in me he might have said I want your number can I have your number versus here you take this and if you want I don't know like that's a little too passive you
what
know?
Do you think Sarah
I guess I think that's like a little I don't know I hope that that's like a little dated I mean yeah. I like to think that we're in a world where like a guy and it could give a girl a number and that's not like him being a pussy about it
I agree but I think if I gave a girl a number
mm-hmm.
Like that's definitely the less scary thing it's
yeah.
Almost just like it's like me being like you do something
right,
here's
exactly.
My number, you do something.
That's why I'm more likely to. That's why I liked right. When Sarah said that because I wanted to do it anyway.
That's yeah. That's yeah. And that is the easier thing to do. And I think I guess I mean there's nothing wrong with it as long as he doesn't fear that a girl might say you're putting the ball in my court and that's like that's not cool. That's
right.
Not as ballsy as you think it is.
But I think it's. I actually think. I mean, I think it takes less courage to get a girl's number. a little bit.
Less right. courage like, to get
less courage, more slime. It does take a little bit of slime to be like, hey, what's your number?
Yeah.
Well, you don't say that at the beginning of the conversation.
Yeah, right.
You say it at the end of the night when you're parting ways.
What?
You're parting ways at the end of the night. Oh, let me get your number. I'd like to see you again.
Oh, right. I'm right, sorry. But I was when talking you about only the candy store, so the night thing threw me off. But I see.
Shake only eats candy when it's daylight out. That's his new diet.
He's a candy vampire.
I mean, our candy store closed at 6 p.m., so I just didn't. It really didn't compute.
All right. Relax.
I'm very relaxed. My shirt's coming up.
The question Hulk.
1,000 flies buzzing around your head in a halo.
It's not that.
An organized halo.
All right, so maybe I'm smelly.
An organized
Fly
halo
thing
tournament.
Might be my fault. I'm Lord of the Flies.
Where were we?
Just talking about
approach a girl.
The thing is, these
girls are at these bars, and these guys are at these bars mm-hmm. to meet new people.
But are these hosts loyal?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, these hosts ain't loyal. They're
That's
not always going to be loyal. But I feel like I'm in that category of people where I'm like, I can't ever approach a girl cold, but I can like... If your friends were there and I was meeting them, I could be friendly.
Yeah, totally.
That's the way to do it. Friend of a friend.
I've seen you approach a girl cold, straight up.
I know. And it was scary. But that's also where alcohol comes in. Because it deadens your scary receptors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, that's what wingmen are. They're right. supposedly like people who break the ice for you. And then you can just, like a fullback,
but you know what also
follow their lead block.
Through the holes.
Yeah.
Into the holes.
Into the end zone. So you can score. Touchdown.
I think
here's a point after. Or let's go for two.
Fly flew into your nose.
My God.
My brain.
It's
controlling me.
I start flying.
How is this fucking real?
Cut to it in my brain like a control center.
How has this never happened?
Doing your bidding. You're just eating shit.
I can finally eat as much shit as I wanted.
Clearly this isn't good for you, Fly. It's just eating my shit. Anyway.
I think, like alcohol, something that is going to make going up to girls easier is like once you get rejected a couple times or once you find success mm-hmm. a couple times, once you just start doing it, it gets easier.
Yeah.
I'm saying that from literally no experience in this field.
Also, there's a certain level of like clout that you get just for coming up to a girl.
Right.
Just for like, having the balls to like, because there's, I mean, every girl's been stared at by 100 creepy guys in a bar who right. never talk to her. So like the one that does, you're like, oh, you actually have the balls to like
that is
come
really
up
interesting.
Here.
Put yourself in like her position. She's just getting ogled and no one's talking to her.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm staring, but I'm too afraid to say anything.
Well, is the female equivalent...
This is a bar situation.
Is the right. female equivalent wanting to approach guys, or is it standing by a bar waiting for guys to approach you? When you're single, do you look mm-hmm. for guys to approach, or you just present yourself into the bar and then you hope that the cutest ones come talk to you?
A little bit of both. I think in bar scenarios, it's all about that like one little moment that like gives either of you permission to whoever has the most balls in the situation. There's like one little eye contact, there's one little smile, there's something, right. and then like it's fair game to go either direction.
Yeah, I think it's like, orbit. You're like see somebody, you put them in your orbit, your path, and mm-hmm. then like it crosses.
That's the passive weenie way. You're like, I don't want to talk to her. I want to stand next to her and have a drink, and hopefully right. she spills something on me. Hopefully she bumps into me. Hopefully.
That is passive, but it's still like, I don't know. I also think that passive might sometimes be the move because it's sort of weird to just go directly up to a girl and be like, I'm super confident. How are you?
Well, that's
like,
what she just said. Sarah said that was a good idea.
I did.
It's always different, man. You got to feel out the sitch.
I guess it's whatever you're comfortable with, but you're saying it's better to be more comfortable approaching women.
Well, maybe, yeah, as long
as
you're
yourself. Well, there should be also a level of, like, just general awareness of, like, is it the right time or not? Right. I mean, like, you don't want to go into the middle of, like, a group of, like, a bachelorette party that, like, clearly just got there.
Right.
And, I've got to talk to you.
Like, you.
The
must
one
be
with the veil
one.
And the sash. What's your deal?
Baby. You into flies? I think I'm a fly.
I'm so sorry. There's one in my brain.
One
it's making the calls.
I'm being controlled by a gnat. How's your night going?
Can I have two jars of sugar water and a half-eaten banana left on a picnic table? And what do you all want? A rum and Coke?
I'll suck the sugar from your margarita.
So, yeah, I guess,
we kind of went all over the place with this one, but...
Yeah, you can creepily approach girls, or you can creepily stand idly by. But if you're a nice, normal kid...
Yeah.
You can approach, and you can also be in their orbit and hope they approach.
Yeah, because also, like, I mean, most girls, I would hope, would, like, not completely be a full bitch and just, like, turn away from a guy who came up to them. At the very least, right. You'll talk for a minute and then nice. Be like, there's not...
Yeah. I mean, whenever ice is broken, it's always nice.
Yeah. I think the rule is that, what we've discovered here is that there's no real rule.
Just I guess that's true.
An ever evolving scenarios, but to not be afraid to be yourself, because usually I think people default to warmth rather than like iciness.
I will also, I mean, this guy is like trying to make moves at his like place of work, which like is fine, but it feels so fleeting. Like, they're going down a candy line and then being like, bye-bye. Right. Like, that's 10 seconds.
It's a little dangerous for the business model. Like, if he just keeps on asking people for their number, they're just like, I'm never going to come to your store again.
I think coupon with phone number is the way to go.
Yeah, I think that's cute.
I guess yeah, me too.
So we're agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Jake's idea is best. we usually take a little break, but that was kind of a nice tangent. Felt like a break anyway.
Oh, sorry, cool.
I have to pee really.
Okay, great.
I'd also pee.
Oh, you know, we should take a break right now, and we'll do the other sponsor that's sponsoring this episode.
Oh.
And then when you guys get back from the bathroom, we can finish the episode.
Great.
So we'll be right back.
I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. Another quick, easy sponsor this week, because we love the shit out of this product. It's MeUndies.com. MeUndies.com. High-quality underwear for men and women. Very affordable. Very comfortable. Did you buy your 4 or 5 extra pairs yet?
I can't freaking read.
What?
You sent me the email with all the talking points. It's gibberish.
Yeah, I didn't even ask you a question about the talking points. I can't read. I'm just asking if you bought more.
I can't read.
Yeah.
Shit.
This is one of the few sponsors that we've used our own coupon code.
It's true. I did. I bought $100 worth of underwear for $80.
That's
using our coupon code. Using the saddest thing of all, using your fucking name.
Yeah, go to MeUndies.com/Amir before September 1st and get 20% off your first order. I think you have only 24 hours to complete it once you go to MeUndies.com/Amir. They also have awesome other types of clothes. They have shirts. They have hoodies. They sent us these awesome, like, terry cloth shorts that I pretty much wear exclusively now.
Yeah.
They're sweatpants, but they're shorts.
They have a pair of, like, pajama pants on there that look like is made from the same material as their underwear. And it looks
It's all good, and it's all now, and it's all available. And they ship to the U.S. and Canada, and shipping is absolutely free. So,
how do you like that, Canada?
Well, they probably don't like the fact that you pronounce their country incorrectly.
Canada?
Yeah, it's close. It's definitely close.
Canada.
So one last time, thank you to MeUndies. Go to MeUndies.com/Amir for 20% off your first order before September 1st. Let's get back to the schneid. Let's get on the schneid. Everyone's always talking about getting off the schneid.
Just get back.
Okay. Hey, we're back.
Whoa.
That was a fun commercial break.
Sponsors. I laughed.
Yeah, you
I
cried.
I laughed a lot.
You mostly cried.
Yeah, unrelated.
We usually go this long, but since you're here, we wanted to go even longer still. Because who knows when we'll ever have Sarah back.
Oh, my God.
Get the door.
After she wins this Emmy.
You're holding up a cleaver.
Good
joke. Cleaver was good.
Yeah.
Cleaver was the right object.
Oh, we need another female's name for the last question.
Oh, okay. Yakitori.
Dorf.
That's it. No relation to Dorf.
Here, Sarah should read this one too, since it's a lady.
Okay.
Yakitori Dorf.
But
should
remember
I do it in a girl's voice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you think Yakitori sounds like.
Okay. But remember to actually comprehend what you're reading.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard for me.
Yeah. How'd you do on the reading comp section of the SATs?
I guess great.
Yeah.
I'm a writer.
I am an Emmy-nominated songstress.
You're supposed to, like, enunciate strongly the W's on this show, right?
Yeah,
I keep
doing
it for some reason.
If I were you.
Hi. So me and my boyfriend have been dating for 4 months now, and it's great. I can't do it.
I hate you. It's so weird how quickly I
feel like
I can't
listen if I'm doing it. Hi. So me and my boyfriend have been dating for 4 months now, and it's great. But he keeps doing something that really bugs me. Whenever we clean our teeth together before bed, that's called brushing, first off the bat. Clean your teeth. Whenever we clean our teeth together before bed, he insists on cleaning his tongue with his toothbrush, and it almost always makes him gag. With previous boyfriends, brushing my teeth with them has been fun, and because it's followed by going to bed, it's part of foreplay. I didn't stumble.
Yeah, that's how how it's written.
Right.
With previous boyfriends, brushing my teeth with them has been fun, and because it's followed by going to bed, it's part of foreplay. But every time he gags, it makes me feel really ill, and once I had to lift up the toilet seat because I was almost sick. I've told him to stop, but he says it's cleaner. Shall I break it off with him or just refuse to clean my teeth with him?
Love.
Yakitori.
Extreme.
Wait. I mean, I shouldn't say this. The actual name looks fake.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she did. What is it?
I can't say it.
You could say it. We'll bleep it out if it's really real. I guess that might be real. I'll bleep it.
Bleeped.
So
it was just a bleep sound is what's written here.
Her name is E flat for 9 seconds straight. Is there anything that grosses you out like that with a boy?
Like a pet peeve?
Yeah.
A lot of things that probably.
That would put your foot down. Well, is there anything that would make you almost want to vomit like that?
No, I mean, okay. Let's really think. Can we edit out a 20-minute pause? I really want to give this one some thought.
I'll edit it down to 10 minutes. Well, I could say what mine is.
Go for it.
I was in a relationship once, and the lady in it hated when I hawked a loogie.
Uh-huh.
So, like, whenever I wake up in the morning, I always have phlegm in my
nostrils. This is just you doing something gross.
Yeah, but, like, it grossed her out to the point where I couldn't do it in front of her.
And
but
yeah,
I still
living
did
with
it.
Him, I can tell you that he does this.
Yeah.
Not every morning, every night. Sometimes, I mean, you do it in the shower.
Yeah.
You hawk a big loogie.
Yeah, but imagine that's inside me. I have to get it out. And I'm sorry if it sounds like the most disgusting thing in the world.
Oh, I know one.
What?
It's so close.
What?
I hate snot rockets.
Oh.
Like, if a guy legitimately just walks down the street and blows a snot rocket, I could never do that. You're a big booger guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a big nose.
Yeah.
A lot of boogers get up in here. You know what I'm saying?
It's a home for the bugs.
Yeah.
So, have you ever dealt with a snot rocketing boy, and have you ever put your foot down?
I mean, I would completely walk away. I could never do it.
Well, what if a boy you were dating basically snot rocketed every morning like I do?
I couldn't do it.
What do you mean you couldn't do it?
I would be like, either stop doing that or like, I cannot be with
it.
You.
Right.
You would be like, I won't do it in front of you.
I would still know.
What if you could hear it? Like, if you could just hear it, like, outside. He left the house.
It's
like,
the grossest. I hate it so much. Ugh.
It's so interesting. Gross.
Well, also, like, it's not, well, as this girl says, part of foreplay.
It's not part
it's
of foreplay.
Not. That was good.
I would want to clean my nose before I had foreplay with someone.
Yeah. It's a necessary part of my routine, and his, it looks like.
It is. It's very. I understand where she's coming from in that it's like very cute to brush your teeth with someone. It's like a nice little clean activity. You're like, oh, everybody's cute. Everyone looks good in the bathroom mirror. And then he's just like,
Wait, but do you guys have anything about girls like that? I guess girls do gross things. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I think mine is. I used to be really grossed out if like somebody smelled bad, but like also I think when you love somebody you love their odor.
Bad smells.
Yeah, right. So like I don't think I guess if I was dating somebody and I was like really turned off by certain ways that they smelled, I would take that as a bad sign.
Yeah.
Sarah, are you the type of girl that could pop a zit on your boyfriend's back, or would that gross you out?
I mean, this is very revealing. I am very into that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
well,
cool.
Streeter and I used to watch like zit popping videos all the time. PopThatZit.com.
That's very
we will do a shout out. Hello, PopThatZit.com. If you're still up.
This episode is brought to you by PopThatZit.com.
That's very revealing. I feel like that's polarizing.
I think so too.
Some girls, like, that's disgusting for them. They would never even want to see that. And some girls, like, oh, I feel so therapeutic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, every day wake up and, like, do a scan to be like, what's on the docket today?
But if you're like, ooh, I see a zit on your back, can I pop it?
Yeah, probably. Unless it was like really bad. I don't know. I think probably.
I would, yeah. I'm that too.
I mean, you've popped zits on my back.
And I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, guys.
Was it last week? You had that enormous zit on your ass.
Yeah.
I've not ever seen anything like that. Mm-hmm.
My ass gets sweaty, and so I get,
real
like Jake
or a bit,
said, enormous.
Quick, real or a
this
bit.
Is real.
Real.
I didn't pop the zit on his ass. He showed it to me.
Yeah.
Where on the ass?
I would say if the crack is 12 o'clock, the top of the crack is 12 o'clock, it's at 11.
Is it still there?
Oh.
It's like drying out. But
show
you can
Sarah.
See the blemish.
You want to see it?
I mean, I've seen shit coming out of Amir's asshole. So you can't show me anything new.
Haven't you seen a reverse of shit
going into
ass.
Your asshole?
Yeah.
Your asshole sucking up.
You're talking about it being revealing that Sarah likes popping zits. It's revealing that you filmed shit coming out of your ass and played it in reverse.
Yeah, this was before we had a Vine, though. Oh, we have a Vine now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That was the first Vine ever, probably.
That's why the app took off. So if you're on Vine, follow us. I promise not to put my ass or my poo-poo.
Show Sarah your pimple.
It's not. It's nothing. It looks like a blemish now. Do you want to see it?
No, that's okay.
It's okay.
You really want me to?
Yeah, I want you to see how big it is. There you go.
Wow. Was it that whole thing? I mean, it looks pretty mellow now.
It's mellow, but you can see that where
the crater.
Yeah, the crater.
You can see the Big Bang. You can trace it back to its beginning.
You saw where the cheese came out.
What I like about ass zits and back zits to some extent is that you can, unlike facial zits, you can really go to town on them.
Right, yeah.
There's no pop the shit
out of a back zit.
Yeah, because you don't care if it bleeds, cuts, scrapes. It's your back.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the best. That's nice. The best part. I'm glad we're all in agreement.
But I wonder if this is indicative of like if he does something that really grosses her out. You think that there's somebody that you could love so much that like nothing they did grossed you out?
Ooh, that's a good and like deep question.
Very optimistic, but it's untrue. If something grosses you out, it grosses you out even if it's from a lover.
Here I will say there's something very. I would never ever date a smoker.
It grosses me out.
The smell and taste of a cigarette-y mouth. Grosses me out beyond it truly. I could never love someone enough to like it, so like no, I guess
I
was my
that.
Answer to you.
Okay,
and that's a good thing that someone can quit for you because it's a healthy step in the right direction. Right.
Well, this guy's saying that cleaning his tongue is healthy.
Right this is a little bit
I guess different. I would you should try to stop brushing your teeth with him. You might want to try saying, well, geez, this is something I used to really like doing with my other boyfriends. And then he'll probably stop real quick.
Why don't you say this?
Jeez.
You say, let's brush our teeth together, but don't do the tongue scraping thing until after I leave. If she can't hear it, it's not bothersome, is it?
Yeah. Right.
Or is the snot rocket thing bothersome even if you know that you can't?
Even if you know that it's happening?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, I guess I'm on the girl side in this case where it's like, if I was doing something and a guy that I loved was like, that makes me want to throw up, I would be like, oh my god, I will stop. It's not that important to me.
Or
to
would
like,
you say like that's kind of offensive that I you make you
like,
want to throw up?
No, I mean
it's not endearing.
No.
It's not cute that I do this cute little thing.
You used to like it.
That sounds like that blowjob girl.
The what?
Remember that blowjob girl that we found? It was like
which brings us
that's
back
something
to the
that
first
does not
question.
Happen in GFE porn.
That's something that's not happen God. At the blowjob academy. He could steer her away from that.
But that doesn't exist anymore because there's no students. It got shut down, okay?
Still accepting
this
applications.
Trio.
Okay, so I say tell him to do it after you've already left.
Yeah, or just don't make this part of your foreplay. I mean, like, it cannot turn you on so much to watch someone
you can start
brush
foreplay
old
a little later.
Food out of their teeth. Yeah.
Foreplay for her starts at dinner.
Yeah. Just, oh, look at the food that's getting stuck in those grooves. Oh, when he fucking brushes them off, that's the beginning.
Yeah. Just imagine what's being flushed out of there.
What would you do if I were you? So if this were you, what would you do?
If this girl were me. Got it. I would say, oh, man, that's really gross. Can you stop doing that?
So you
no,
say,
baby, it's healthy. It's good for my tongue.
Okay, then do it after I leave. Please, I love you. I don't know.
Pure heart.
That was a very effective, useful role play.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for acting that out.
I think I let things like that just completely. That was really good.
We were going to shake. I mean, I wanted to shake hands.
Sorry, you were doing like this. It looked like you were raising the roof from like starting at your waist.
Swatting a fly again.
I think I would let this just like eat away at me. I would never say anything.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
You would bottle it up and get, you'd say like, hopefully I'll get over it one day.
Uh-huh.
But then you'll be so comfortable and you're like, that really bothers me. And then the person will be like, oh, I've been doing it for a year. And you're like, yeah, we're just at that level of comfort.
I'm not saying I'm healthy or right. I'm just saying what I would do.
I'm just saying it. Jesus. I think there also, well, there is an element also of like her thinking that something is gross and that alone being grounds to maybe break up. Like, is she maybe looking for a reason, or like
she's jumping the gun a little bit. It's very extreme.
She should just break up with the next time he does
this when he brushes his teeth. Should I dump him?
Yeah. It feels like the question should be like, should I ask him? Should I talk to him about it?
No, I think I just want to dump him.
The options are talking to him about it or running away.
Just next time he gags.
Should I set his house on fire?
Should I kill him with a cleaver?
Sometimes he coughs really loud. Should I kill him with a cleaver?
Imagine him just, they're brushing teeth together and he's just like, ugh, and she's like, oh, we're through. I'm done. I think I'm going to go. I think we're breaking up.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
We're halfway to sex.
This is foreplay.
Come on, man. We're practically there.
Yeah, sometimes he prematurely ejaculates as he's flossing.
Yeah.
The foreplay gets so hot.
That's actually the toothpaste that's coming out of his dick. Yeah, it's Crest.
Fun fact, I almost said that and censored myself.
Really?
I thought it was too gross. Nothing's too gross for if I were you.
That's the comfort level that I've reached after 90 some odd episodes.
Toothpaste dick.
We're over an hour.
Oh, wow. Shit. That's bad?
This might be a record.
That's okay?
No, that's good. People love it. Thanks for coming on the show, Sarah.
Oh, guys, it's my pleasure.
You're the best.
I love sitting in this fly den. This 100-degree fly den and just watching you two swat.
Covered with moldy cheese.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Keep in mind that tens of hundreds of 15 people are listening right now.
There's a lot of people who listen to this.
Yeah, there are.
Don't be rude to yourselves.
I'm just being humble.
He's being rude to me. I have fans.
They actually turn down when Jake's talking and only listen at my parts.
They know. They can sense it's coming.
I send them the raw audio files and they just listen to my microphone feed.
A lot of your bits don't make sense.
It's just me giggling and then silence. Me giggling, silence, coming at toothpaste, silence.
And those last two questions I read, it's just completely quiet.
Yeah. So do you have anything you want to plug, mention?
Oh, yeah, the untelevised Creative Emmys are this Saturday, so if you could just send some vibes.
So go back in time.
That's a good idea. They should send vibes.
I'll take some vibes.
Well, it's gonna be, this episode's coming out after.
So still send vibes.
Send good. Reverse vibes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you could send some congratulatory vibes.
To Lin-Manuel Miranda.
For writing a killer song.
I don't know. SNL starting at the end of September.
Watch SNL.
Love for you to watch it. We'll try and write some funny stuff.
Oh, you should write like a podcast episode.
I gotta go.
Why?
To write the podcast episode?
That's right. An entire SNL that's just an episode of a show. That's so rare, right? Usually they do sketches, but this one's going to be a podcast episode.
That would be huge for our Vine.
Yeah, I feel like Lauren would be down with that.
Actually, yeah, Lauren Michael might really, really like this idea I had.
You should say his name correctly, at least.
Yeah, at least. What do you mean? Jeez.
Lauren Michael?
Lauren Michael.
An email from the peoples?
Oh, that the email address, again, if you have your own questions, is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We're still accepting theme song submissions from you guys. The first one was from Mark and Ryan.
Oh, yeah, do another one.
Yeah, we do two new in it for every episode.
Let's try and guess the genre.
Oh, of this last one?
Yeah. Well, you know. Oh. So just, wait, do you
I
both know?
No. I think, oh, you know what? I think it's a specific thing.
Okay, female rap.
Wow, that is so wrong.
Yay!
It's a guy named Dan Hansen who did a Like a Rolling Stone cover.
Oh,
yeah. Bob Dylan.
Real close.
Oh, another shout out, or what is it called when you ask for stuff?
Request.
Another request for new thumbnails for our podcast, because when we post it on Facebook, it's fun to do customized thumbnails. So we'll post those too. Thanks again for Sarah for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And we'll be back soon. Bye.
You called these dudes for a rhyme and you did it in time. Didn't you? You were caught in a sticky situation. You needed advice. You caught yourself in a vice of your own device. Didn't you? Italian drums have gone with these. And in life, quite a breeze. Now stay tuned because things are about to get real. How does it feel? How does it feel to know what to do? To be free to do you?
Hey, this is Dr. Drew, and you have been asking for it, so here it is. We're going to give you 3 episodes of Classic Loveline every week. That means more Adam.
Oh, shut up.
Or me.
Listen.
Listen. And more of those amazing Classic Loveline show moments.
Aren't life just mad at this stuff? And Adam's like, oh, who wears the pants in your house? What? How dare you put up with that? If my wife knows not to behave like that because she knows
now,
that
now, your
does.
Wife calls the show and yells at you during the show.
So I always didn't wait till I get home, and we're done by the time I get home.
Download them every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at podcastone.com.